This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Get anything negative off our chest so that we can just roll into a feisty and positive Friday.
Feisty Fridays are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my complaint is when you're in the drive-thru and the person in front of you doesn't move up because they're on their phone.
Okay.
Pay attention.
Especially when it's like your turn to order.
Well, exactly. Like, move up. We're all trying to get somewhere. Mm-hmm. None of us behind you have any caffeine in our system yet. Let's go. So no phones in drive-thrus unless you know how to multitask.
Okay, my complaint is something that's probably going to shake down this weekend. I'm going out for a birthday party with some friends tomorrow night, and the one guy is calls the server by the name, their first name person. Like, he'll look at their name tag, and then he'll just refer to them as their name the whole time, and it's just a try-hard move.
Okay, so you seem to just dislike all of your friends when you go out for dinner with them, because I've heard you complain about another friend, because he always calls if it's a...
Lady.
Thanks, lady.
Ugh.
And that drives you crazy,
gives
too. So what
itch.
Do you want? What do you want them to say?
Excuse me.
And that's it?
Yeah.
You just drop it there. There's no lady. There's
Listen,
no first name.
I feel like mixing in the first name once in a while is okay.
Just not every time.
But like when you're like pretending you know them.
Oh my God. That actually just made me automatically roll my eyes visualizing someone always name dropping
someone.
Hey,
Angela. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, especially because whenever they say it, they sound super cocky that they remember the name. They're like, thank you so much, Angela.
And they like it's like they're better than everybody else at the table because they can read the name tag. Congrats.
Okay, you've won me over. That's really funny.
That's
a great complaint.
The guy tomorrow is
he's a
constant first namer. Oh, thanks, Ben.
You need new friends.
My 12-year-old's in studio and here to answer any questions you may have for a 12-year-old in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So hit us up. What do you got?
Good morning. I have a question for Charlie.
Sure.
My daughter's 11 and she's got two birthday parties this weekend. And this age group is so hard to find gifts for. I am wondering what is the cool thing to get 11, 12-year-old girls for a gift?
Anything from Sephora, clothes, gift cards.
What gift cards to like what? Places?
Starbucks, Sephora.
Oh, Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks is big.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. That's great.
Bye.
Would you be jacked up if you got like a gift cert to the water park? Something like that, like for an experience?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Okay.
Galaxyland, I'd prefer more.
Okay.
Like, I've heard things about cockroaches, but...
Those are rumors.
Those are rumors.
So Kaylee wrote in saying, I would love to know about self-care. Charlie, what is your self-care routine? What do you do to take care of yourself? Mentally,
well,
physically?
Sure.
My mom got me a bunch of Sephora face masks for my birthday. So I have a bath and put one of those on.
Okay.
And then I lay in my bed and sleep.
So you do the whole bed rot thing.
Yeah.
It's really in right now.
Catching up on sleep is it's a great answer. Nick says, what does Riz mean?
Riz is like, it stands for charisma.
Okay.
So like, if you've got really good Riz, you could like talk to people easily and like hit on them, I guess, easily.
Oh, hit on them.
So it's like, you point, like, look over there. And then you bring their chin and you bring it back to you. Like, I'll do it with a microphone.
That's great radio.
Okay, Charlie, here's the next question from Carolyn. What is your favorite song right now?
Ooh.
Is that one too hard?
Well, you were pretty pumped up about that new Taylor Swift album.
Yes. I like the first one, Fortnite. I love that one.
Oh, yeah,
it's
that
so
is
good.
A good one.
With Post Malone. I wish she was in that song earlier. It's almost like, okay,
like
song's over, now here's Posty.
Yeah, yeah.
But
okay, we're going to keep this next text anonymous. What's the best way, Charlie, for my kid to deal with bullies at school?
Have some good comebacks.
Oh, just have them in the bank.
Yeah. Like if someone says, oh my gosh, I can't stand you, then sit down.
Ooh, sit down is a good one.
I can't stand you. If you can't stand, sit down. Yeah, yeah, that's a crafty one.
I like that.
All right. And this text says, can you just give us some juice from your school? What's going on?
Ooh, okay. So I'm going to keep it anonymous.
Good call.
Yeah, yeah.
And
of
yeah,
course.
People at school would be mad at me.
Totally.
So like one person in my grade has a crush on another person's ex-boyfriend and they're like kind of friends.
Ooh.
And she told him and he rejected her.
Okay, yeah,
man,
glad you kept that anonymous.
Me too.
She made her friends do it for her.
That is such a grade seven move. I remember, I'm going to also get in on this. In grade seven, there was a friend at school who started dating a guy who was already dating someone else, and he dumped the ex in front of everyone in the cafeteria and announced that he was then now going to be with the new girl. And it was like this huge scene in the cafeteria.
Wow.
Like sandwiches were flying. Grade seven is so dramatic.
I made a big mistake because I grew up in a very small town, so I should have known better. But I was dating a girl. This would have been grade six. But
grade six.
Yeah,
right.
I really fancied this other girl as well.
Mm.
And like, I just didn't know if things were long term with Chelsea, you know?
Oh, we're name dropping now.
So I asked Ashley to the school dance, and if she was going to say yes, then I'd break up with Chelsea.
Okay.
And if she said no, I was just going to like play it cool as if I didn't. Well, the next day.
Little do you know, girls talk to each other.
They got off the bus together, they had a sleepover. I was busted and dumped.
Double dumped.
And I deserved it. It was a good lesson.
Wow, Dad, you're a player.
Yeah, I guess I was.
Is there any other, like maybe just update Jen who wrote in saying you definitely need to keep us old people updated on some other lingo. Is there another one you can think of right now that people are saying and like most adults are like, what does that mean? Like, just give us one. Besides Riz,
yeah.
What else are we hearing kids say a lot?
Bussin' means really good. So like if I'm eating something really good,
yeah,
I'll say, this is bussin'.
Oh, so you say bussin' twice?
Sometimes, most of the time.
If it's really good.
Yeah.
Oh.
You say bussin' if it's pretty good.
What was the one you said the other day about the toilet?
Oh, skibbity toilet.
What's that?
Skibbity?
It's kind of old now. Yeah,
oh.
Skibbity toilet. It's really weird.
Yeah, it does sound weird.
What does it mean?
Well, if it's old, who cares?
It's like a video, and it's like goes off a song. I can't remember what the song's called, but it's like
Skibbity Toilet.
No. Oh, yeah, it's a song.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh.
I thought you meant like when you were saying that like the toilet, there was something wrong with it.
No.
There's another song called Skibbity. I don't know if you've ever heard it, but it is real good. Can I play a little bit of it?
Sure.
Let's hear it.
This way, the next time Skibbity Toilet comes up, you can tell your friends, have you heard the original Skibbity?
Oh. Let's hear it.
This thing's an absolute jam. Skibbity Dance Party.
I know this one.
One of the weirdest music videos of all time.
So maybe we did Skibbity first.
We did.
Children.
I'm calling.
I like it.
Calling on you to say I want you.
You like
I
it, Charlie?
You. Baby, I want you. Different towns to run to. Baby, come to me. Give it up to me.
Skibbity wop.
Goes off of.
Oh,
so it's like a remake of it.
Yeah.
Skibbity toilet.
This is just one of those Gen Z-er things,
yeah,
where they steal our stuff and claim it's their own.
It's like when Gwen Stefani did her and a rich girl. No. And then my mom got so mad when I was like, I love this original track. She's like, Hall & Oates did it first. Anyway, okay, one last question. We're doing a Q&A with Charlie,
yeah,
Ryder's 12-year-old daughter. Charlie, I need your opinion on this. Is it weird if, as a parent, I meet another parent with a kid around the same age, my daughter's 11, is it odd if we set up a play date, like for the daughters to hang out together while we hang out, or are y'all too old for that now?
If you guys are hanging out, just bring your kid and they'll get along. But if you like, set up a play date, they're not going to like it.
Right, it's just awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, so do it more as if it's like a parents' hangout and the kids,
yeah,
are just there,
yeah,
rather,
yeah,
than
group
like,
hangout.
Hey, we're going to the play park. That doesn't work, yeah, anymore.
Unless, like, the kids set it up. Because, like, I set up, like, hangouts with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But if my mom did it, it'd be kind of weird.
Right, because you wouldn't know the other kid.
Yeah.
So it's cool if it just happens a little bit more organically, or you pretend it's organic.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. All right. We should do another round of this in a bit on the show. 780-784-7107 if you have a question for a 12-year-old in 2024. Charlie, mm-hmm. I'll be honest. Answering some questions that you have for a 12-year-old in 2024. What's it like growing up right now?
Yep. And so if you have any questions that a 12-year-old could answer, feel free to get at us. 780-784-7107. Somebody asked, what does no cap mean? That was Jennifer's question.
It means, like, no lying, not lying. So, like, if you're like, oh my gosh, you're my best friend, no cap. If you say no cap after a sentence, it means you're not lying.
Okay. Okay, cool.
It's a little bit confusing, right?
Yeah, like, where does that come from?
But we all say no cap, and it means yes. Mm-hmm. But
no lie. No lie. It's the same thing.
Okay,
it's
kind of
cooler to say. And I think that do the kids use, like, emojis? They use, like, the ball cap emoji when they're talking about it in text. Okay, so this question from Amber says, I want to know one embarrassing thing that your dad does that you actually low-key love.
When people recognize me from, like, being on the air, people at my school are like, oh my gosh, I saw you on Instagram or
right.
something. And it's kind of embarrassing at first, but I really like it.
That's cool. So that's a great answer. I love that. Okay, Zoe wants to know, Charlie, what is the in thing right now? Like, what should kids be rocking? What's like the must-have thing?
If you have a birthday party coming up for, like, your kid, buy them Nike socks.
Nike socks?
They could be Puma, but they have to be white.
Oh.
It's usually the high Nike socks.
Okay.
Not the ankle ones, because then you can't see the Nike logo and they're not cool.
Okay, so they have to be the ones that just go above the ankle.
Yeah, so that people could see them.
So they have to have the black swoop
sign
on the side of them.
I get the Puma ones mm-hmm. are like okay, but yeah. the Nike ones are way better.
All right.
Okay, what about like black Nike socks with the white
no.
check?
No way.
No.
What?
It's not cool.
Well, how am I supposed to know?
Okay, here's a great question from Stoner Joe. Stoner Joe wants to know, hey, Charlie, how do I be the cool parent? What makes a parent likable and cool to, like, your group of friends?
Okay, I've got a couple. Get your kid a mini fridge and load it up with snacks.
That's
and
being
just
a cool
have
parent.
So many snacks in the house.
Are all these things going to be just buy you something? Is
a
that
variety? And like, don't when your kids are hanging out with their friends, just don't go up there. Just text them if they need something.
Oh, so don't be the parent that's like nosy and being like.
They'll ask you if the kids need something, they'll go and ask you.
Okay.
They don't want you to be coming up.
So just ignore them. To be the cool parent, you just don't exist.
Yeah.
So like if your dad picked up you and your friends, the last thing you would want your dad to do is like ask them how they're doing in school or like what they like to do for fun. That's so embarrassing.
Like that's so boring, Dad. Like she didn't come over to sit down and talk about her math.
I love that. This is a great
Hold on. Also, if I just ignore your friend, aren't they going to think I dislike them?
No, they're going to love that.
No, I want to be a...
No.
I look back on my childhood. Hold on a second.
No. Pick up in the convertible. Bring us to the house. Say if you guys need anything, text me or come downstairs. And then just let them be.
Let them be.
Get some good snacks.
I remember spending a lot of time with my friends' parents growing up, and they were awesome. They were funny. I learned a lot from them.
But not in grade 7. That's the whole point of this conversation, Ryder. Maybe in high school when you got like a bit more relatability with them, but right now.
Okay.
Just you are their Uber.
I don't
you
exist.
Are their Uber driver.
Yeah, fine.
End of story.
And finally, Mitch says, at school dances, do boys and girls still just line up and dance from across from each other?
No. How's
it work at a school dance?
That doesn't happen.
What do you do?
They don't even play slow music anymore.
Oh.
And usually the dances are after school and you can buy tickets and then you bring your family. So like my brothers were at my dance.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a glow dance though, but it was really fun. But then there's other junior high in school dances.
Okay.
They don't play any slow music either. It's just
so there's no slow dancing.
It's just like a party.
But like, who are the boys and the girls dancing? Do they anybody dance together?
Some of the grade niners.
Okay,
yeah, that makes it grade 9. That adds up. Really? So like, no boys to men on the playlist? Come on.
Not
disappointing.
Really.
That is disappointing. I
what,
feel
you
bad
just
for
you
them.
Just play Crazy Frog
Dad,
over and over again.
You had a girlfriend in grade 6.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend.
Didn't you have your first kiss at the end of grade 4?
Yes.
Grade 4, Dad.
Slay.
$1,000. It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
We are joined by first-time contestant Nicole Texter 107. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
So when we usually do caller 7, you've gotten through, but never as caller 7. Usually what, caller 4, you said?
Yeah, 4 twice.
Oh, man. This is why it's fun to mix in the Texter 107 every once in a while. So,
yeah, for sure.
This is so much fun. Okay, so for those of you who are perhaps listening for the very first time, we play Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay every weekday at this time. Nicole is going to choose a teammate. They're going to leave the studio. They're not going to hear round one. The other host will give Nicole 5 words. Nicole has 25 seconds to tell them the first word that comes to mind. We'll invite her teammate back in for every word that matches with Nicole's. It's $25 in her pocket. If all 5 match, it's a grand.
Today is a little bit different, though, as you have 3 options for your teammate. You can either choose Lisa, myself, or welcome to the studio, my 12-year-old daughter, who is on a PD day, because they get 100 of those every year now, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. Who are you rolling with?
I'm definitely going to choose Charlie.
Get out of here, Charlie. She's so excited.
Now you get a second option here on whose words you would like to listen to or go with.
I'm going to go with Ryder.
Okay, sounds good. I will start the timer after I give you the first word, okay?
Okay.
And the first word is alarm.
Clock.
Conductor.
Electricity?
London.
Bridge.
Playoffs.
Oilers.
Sprite.
Pop.
Great answers. Let's get Charlie back in here.
Charlie! Where is she?
Well, there's a mini putt thing out there. It distracts me some days as well.
All right, Charlie, are you in the zone?
Yeah.
You're ready?
What is the first word, Charlie, when I say Sprite?
That's a hard one. Sprite. Soda?
Oh, dang.
You know what? Both are really good answers. They are.
Pop. What did she say?
She said pop.
That's okay. We're not done yet.
Charlie, what's the first word that comes to mind when I say playoffs?
Oilers?
Yeah! Woo! We're on the board!
Not on the wall of shame!
Yeah!
All right, what's the first word that comes to mind when I say alarm?
Clock?
Woo! Yeah! She's rolling!
Nice work!
Okay.
Awesome.
What is the first word that comes to mind when I say London?
Oh, that's really hard. London Tower.
Honestly, that's kind of in the same
Yeah, London
category.
Bridge. London Bridge is the answer.
Close.
Okay, and conductor.
Band?
Oh, that's a good answer.
I was thinking of
train.
Train.
Yeah.
Charlie, that's a great answer.
She said electricity, also good answer.
That's a great answer too.
So $50 is all yours. Thank you for playing, Nicole.
Awesome. Thank you.
And your next chance to play is Monday morning at 7:50. Good game, Char.
Thanks.
I said that I want a Costco card because I just love getting things from Costco. Your mom was in town and you and her went and just like the plethora of delicious goods that were in the house. But
plus she paid for it, which
is
definitely my best Costco experience is somebody else paying for it.
Hilarious. But no, she purchased one of those massive bags of flat pretzels, which are a great choice for dips and stuff when you're having a gathering. That was the whole point. She was like hosting her brother's birthday or whatever. But anyway, I have eaten the entire bag.
Yeah, I couldn't find them.
I burped up dust. Like I ate an entire thing of flat pretzels. Like there was like sawdust, like...
Yeah.
Surrounding my body.
And you've had to sweep like numerous times. It's National Pretzel Day today.
It is, yeah. So I'm sad that I can't celebrate because I'm actually kind of sick of them at the in this moment.
Do you think National Pretzel Day counts for like hard pretzels like those and the soft ones that you'd get at like a ball game?
Absolutely.
It's both, okay. Because I think both are overrated.
What?
Yeah. I feel like the soft pretzels are just a vessel for whatever dip you get. Have you ever had one without dip?
Yeah, I did at the when I was in LA. I went to a baseball game, and they didn't come with beer cheese, so it's just dry.
So I could dip anything in beer cheese and enjoy it. I could dip my sock in beer cheese and then suck the beer cheese out and be like, "Oh, that's a good sock."
Yeah, no, my pretzel was so dry, I was dipping it in my just beer.
See,
it wasn't good. So you're making kind of a valid point, but also that pretzel had no salt, like, you know, the thick coarse salt.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a staple when you're having a soft pretzel.
But that's the thing, like, to me, a good food has to be good on its own. Like,
really?
for it to be considered absolutely elite, it shouldn't need a dip. I don't mind things that are elevated with a dip.
Oh.
Like, but you need to be able to enjoy it without the dip for it to be elite. That's why I don't put pretzels anywhere near the elite category, is they're just a dip vessel.
Okay, I can kind of respect your opinion, but
only
because I'm currently sick of pretzels.
Your feet are weak.
They sure are. I went outside barefoot yesterday, first time in a very long time, and I stepped on something that went through my foot. And now I have this like deep sliver that I can't get out at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super painful. And it just makes me realize I can't be that person. I can't be the marsh girl from Where the Crawdads Sing. I can't be a hobbit. I can't just walk around barefoot outside. My feet are too weak.
I grew up like without shoes on for probably the first 12 years, like other than when I had to. But if I was outside, like just walking on everything.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between you and I, is I was raised as a city girl and you were out in the country where your feet are, they're tough.
Well, it actually is pretty wild how like responsive and adaptive your body is in certain conditions.
Absolutely. Like, I even remember when I went traveling to Thailand, our leader, who, that's his full-time job, he's constantly in Thailand, he would be walking around barefoot everywhere we went.
Mm-hmm.
And I could never do that. I
sharp
would have
stones,
injury.
No problem, sticks, rocks, sand,
didn't
anything.
Care.
Yeah.
No matter where we were, he was completely fine. He was like climbing mountains in
and
his bare feet. And I have the tiniest little sliver and I'm limping today.
Yeah, you've been insufferable, actually.
Oh.
Like the amount of times you've brought it up.
All I was doing was going outside to throw a tennis ball with the dogs, step on something. It's like a little piece of hardwood. Will it push itself out or do I need to go to emergency?
I offered to get in there.
No. What are you going to do? Burn it? I could just see you.
Burn it.
What are you going to do?
I'd go in there with a needle.
Oh, gosh, no.
Dig around a little bit, and then I'd get the tweezers out.
By the way, when I said, do I need to go to emergency, that was a joke. Obviously, there's more important things that go to emergency, not just my foot injury.
If it gets infected.
What?
Here's another list of seven somethings. It's Ryder and Lisa's Top 7 at 7.
Let's count down the top seven best complaints listeners have texted in when we've asked for you to cleanse your palate to get ready for the weekend. That's what we like to do on Friday mornings, nice and early.
Yeah, and feel free to hit us up if you ever just need to vent about anything. We're here for you.
Coming in at number seven, Ben texted and said, when my wife says she doesn't care what we have for dinner, so I suggest what I want, and she says no.
That's a good one, Ben.
coming in at number six, Braden. When guys stand with both hands on their hips while peeing.
What?
Okay, Superman.
Ew, shouldn't you be aiming?
It kind of aims itself.
No, there's dribble.
Yeah, there's dribble. At that point, you get your hand going, but I quite often will do the double hands on the hip.
Cool.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's doable. You don't understand how the science works, but when it's all almost dipping in the water, it's pretty easy for it to just...
Okay. Number five.
Chandra says, lottery ticket checkers at the gas station.
Just that's it. That's the end of the complaint right there. I think we all know what you mean by that.
We are going through the top seven complaints from listeners on the text line. Coming in at number four, they wanted to stay anonymous. Big families who walk side by side in the mall.
Yep.
And you end up behind them.
And they're slow because they're window shopping. Come on.
Coming in at number three, Erica says, when the money in my wallet isn't all facing the same way and in order from smallest to largest denomination.
Okay, that's I can't relate with that. First of all, I never have cash on me. Second of all, don't care. Some of my bills are like crumpled up.
Yeah, yeah.
They're scattered everywhere. They're not all in my wallet.
You're a bit of a mess.
Yeah, a little bit.
Coming in at number two, Janet says, when people shopping in a grocery store pick up items and then set them down elsewhere once they decide they don't want it anymore, especially frozen items.
I always feel like such a hero when I do go back to where I got something and replace it properly. Even like facing the right way and everything.
I got a dirty look once from an employee at a grocery store when I set something back where it wasn't supposed to go. And
yeah,
at that point,
that.
I realized I needed to be better.
Yes.
And coming in at number one, listener complaints that roll in when we like to cleanse our palate to start the weekend off on a positive note. Get it off your chest. Phil says, people that drive too fast through parking lots. Sweet move, Lewis Hamilton. If I play this song, does it ring a bell?
There's more to life than what you're living. So take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. A brand new life around the bend.
Anything?
No.
Absolutely slaps, though, hey?
Well, what is it?
It's the theme song from a show that was very popular in the 80s and then early 90s.
I might have been a little too young. Listen, I like a lot of shows that are older, but I don't recognize that one.
Who's the Boss?
Okay.
The name of the show.
Who stars in it? Because that would help me.
Well, I'll save that for a second because that actually plays a part in what I want to tell you about next. Which is, there's a bedroom move called the Who's the Boss.
And it has something to do with the 80s show?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, what is it?
So,
am I going to care if I don't know what the show is?
When you're enjoying someone else's company.
Okay.
You say to them, who's the boss?
Ew.
Who's the boss?
I hate that.
Yeah, okay. You wouldn't like it then. But that person would probably assume what they're being asked the answer is, you know, you.
Okay.
When you ask, right? Like, who's the boss now? Who's the boss?
But instead you sing the theme song?
No. And then when they answer you, you get really offended and you say, no, Tony Danza's the boss.
Oh.
And you leave the room.
Okay, Tony Danza.
Yeah.
Got it.
He was the boss.
I visualize it now. And now, yes, Tony Danza would be then... in that person's mind.
Right.
Which could escalate things.
No,
or...
but you'd be gone. Like, you get up and you go, no, Tony Danza's the boss.
Oh, you get
and
mad.
You leave.
Okay.
Even if, like, you leave the house, you call an Uber, even if it's your own home, you just get out of there for a bit. Because they don't understand that Tony Danza was the boss, you know?
Well, I'm 34 and I didn't get it at all, so...
Yeah,
maybe do this with, like, if you're hooking up with someone in their late 40s, 50s,
yeah.
60s, then yeah, go for it.
That's a sweet move then. But think of how confusing it would be to somebody who's like 29.
True.
They'll be like, who's Tony Danza?
Oh no, that's so sad.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I didn't know the show, which I think is already kind of embarrassing on my part. But I know who Tony Danza is, so that's okay.
That's why we got to keep his name alive.
Yeah, we
with
do.
The bedroom move.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
And that.
It's time for DMs in the AM. Make sure to send your questions to Ryder and Lisa by emailing dm@play107.com.
This one actually came in on my Instagram messenger.
Sure, that works too.
And I believe he wants to stay anonymous. I won't say his name. There's
probably,
no need to.
Yeah, probably for the best.
Just wondered your thoughts on this, Ryder. Going to Jamaica for our honeymoon, my new wife and I. It's a country I've always wanted to go fishing at. I told my wife that I'd love to go on a day trip, and she's seriously livid.
Oh.
She hates fishing, so I figured she could just stay at the pool for a day. It's not like I'm going to do it every day.
Oh, no.
I asked for some context because I needed to know a few things before we dove in.
Yeah, how long are you there for?
7 days.
Okay.
And I asked if she, like, enjoys relaxing by the pool. Like, if that's her definition of a vacation. Some people really like to go and just veg, and I get it.
But also, you have to take into consideration her love language could be time well spent.
Sure.
Which then means...
I didn't ask about her love language.
Well...
Sorry, I just asked a couple questions back. She does enjoy relaxing by the pool, enjoys reading by the pool. Like, to me, if she was somebody that every day wants to get up and go, like, explore, and she has to take a day off of that because you're going fishing, and she maybe doesn't feel comfortable venturing out on her own, I understand that she would not like that. But if she is somebody that just chills by the pool all day anyway...
Here's the problem. I can understand where she's coming from, because when you've gone fishing, you're not coming back for 12 hours.
Yeah, it's a full day.
You're just not coming back.
Right.
So, no, I understand. Maybe she doesn't like going to the restaurant alone. She knows she would have to.
Yeah, some people are a little, like, socially anxious when they're by themselves.
Or even anxious to, like, pick up the phone in their room to order room service alone. Like, we don't know the actual situation. But if she's livid... What do you do?
Yeah, I guess it would be an absolute green light for a lot of people in
their
relationship.
Especially and like on those waters. What an incredible experience.
But isn't also the honeymoon like a kind of a snapshot on your life together? It's like a heightened version of what life's going to be like. And like he should be able to have his own hobbies.
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying like... Is this a sign that, like, when he wants to go...
That she'll be mad.
...golfing and she doesn't want to go, that it's going to be an issue, or, like, fishing at home? Or is it because it's the honeymoon?
And I think it's... But I don't know.
You can only do so much smushing. Like...
Ryder.
Wow.
Okay, let us know your thoughts on this. 780-784-7107. Everyone that has fantastic advice, we can screenshot it and send it to this guy.
Sure. I even told him what time we'd be talking about
it. Oh, perfect.
He's listening. Hopefully she's not.
They're in the car together.
She's like, wait a minute. A radio show?
Really?
That's not what I meant when I said we need to go to therapy.
Yeah, what do they know?
780-784-7107. I'll just recap real quick. Cole's notes.
Yeah.
Is going fishing for a day on your 7-day honeymoon when your partner doesn't seem real pleased about it something you should push for or just bail on? I'm going to read this email again.
Yeah, sure.
Going to Jamaica, or I guess Instagram message. Going to Jamaica for our honeymoon, and it's a country I've always wanted to go fishing in. I told my wife that I want to do a 1-day fishing trip, and she's livid. She hates fishing. So I figured she could just stay at the pool. It's not like I do it every day. So I once again asked a couple questions. She does like just chilling by the pool. Like that's her definition of a great vacation, is to relax and unwind. And they're going for 7 days.
Okay, so
for context.
I think the fact that he's saying I've always wanted to do this. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a green light, right?
You should be able to go. I don't know. Danielle wrote in because we're asking for your advice. She says, I say go fishing. She will get over it. I doubt she's going to leave you because of 1 day of fishing on your honeymoon. If that's all it takes for her to be mad and leave you, it's probably not the best relationship to begin with. Ooh, people are getting very...
opinionated.
Opinionated and honest on the text line, which is what we're asking for. So, no, it's great.
It's their honeymoon. He's telling on himself about how selfish he is.
What?
This is setting their tone for the marriage. Yike. Her being upset is all he needs to know. Don't do it. All right.
Whoa.
Taylor says relationships are all about give and take. If this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for him or something that he can't do again, or sorry, is this a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for him or something that he could do again? And it depends on why she's upset. So they need to get to the bottom of that.
Okay, Brian says, I feel like there is a compromise here. As a guy, I don't feel like it's a stretch to do a day of fishing in 7 days. But this is supposed to be a special trip for both of you. You need to keep that in mind. But is there something she really loves doing that he isn't a fan of that they could do while on the trip?
What do you got for us?
I totally think she should go fishing. Like, she doesn't actually have to fish, but she could enjoy the view, spend time with him, and then the next day she could pick what she wants to do and he might not like it, but he'll do it for her, right? It's compromise. That's what relationships are all about.
So are you in a relationship that's kind of the same way?
100%. So, like, he loves Metallica and stuff like that. I listen to my country music and slow stuff, and I'm going 2 days to Metallica this year because he loves it.
Yeah, you got to go for both days. Both shows are entirely different set lists.
Are you serious?
And exactly, different openers.
That's what he said. Yeah, so I'll be 2 days at Metallica.
Pantera's opening the one show, too, so okay, you're going to love that one.
Keep us posted. I want to hear from you after the concert if you were converted into a Metallica fan, okay?
Okay, I will update.
I think that's a really great suggestion, though. Like, if they go fishing the one day and then maybe the spa the next or something that she really enjoys.
Yeah, and I mean, it's Jamaica, right? Like, what wouldn't be beautiful to see, regardless of what you're doing?
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.